Listener Production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. CQ's newest police officers say they're trained up and ready for the challenge of dealing with youth crime. 12 new officers are hitting the beat in Rockhampton and Yeppoon today, where they'll spend 12 months probation. Superintendent Glenn Poynting says overall policing numbers in the region are increasing.
Our numbers are very good here in Rocky now, but this adds to them. These are growth positions, so they're on top of our normal policing growth, and we can expect more positions, growth positions, so additional numbers in the next financial year.
It's not getting easier to pay your weekly rent. The latest figures from CoreLogic show Central Queensland renters need to cough up 27% of their household income to keep a roof over their heads. That's up 6% compared to 2020. Nationwide, rental affordability is at its worst since 2014. And the controversial coal royalty scheme is rumoured to be driving a record surplus in next month's state budget. The Australian is reporting a $6 billion jump in revenue since December. The scheme, which taxes coal based on its current value, has been criticised by mining bodies and companies who claim it makes Queensland a risky place to invest. Checking in on some local sport now, and a world record winning streak has come to an end. The Glenmore Bulls defeating the Yeppoon Swans in the AFL Capricornia comp, giving them their first loss since 2015. The Swans are believed to hold the world record for the most consecutive wins by any team. Glenmore entered that and quite definitively, winning 84-65 at the weekend. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community? Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.